to Rip. We're ready, man.
So how gratifying was it for the offense to sustain the kind of drives that you did today?
Oh, you know, we talked about it all week. You know, we got to do something on offense. You know, the defense been winning the games for us. You know, and we talked about it the whole week. You know, that's our game plan, to go in and just try to score every time we had the ball. But, you know, we didn't. But on offense, they put up a show today.
And for you to be such a big part of the offense, doing different things, was that fun for you to be catching, running, doing all sorts of things?
Oh, of course. You know, every time your numbers call, you know, I get excited, you know, no matter if it's on offense, you know, special teams, you know, just going out there just trying to help my team, you know, just get a win and do whatever I can to help.
Did you know that you're going to play a big role tonight?
You've been really patient, and coaches have been really honest with you, like, you do this, you know, we love you, let's kind of get it moving. What has been the most important thing with your relationship with the coaches to get you to where you are right now?
Like you say, patience, you know, patience is the key to success, you know, and you know, God working mysterious ways, and you know, you never know what's gonna happen. So, like I said, when your numbers call, you know, just be ready for it, you know. And I talk to all the coaches all the time, you know, and they tell me, you know, when they say your numbers up, you know, make sure you be ready, line up, we need to be, and do everything you can to help the team.
Did you know tonight that you're gonna be featured
a lot? I kind of did, you know, at practice. You know, we were working on a lot of different things this week, and you know, I was just excited, you know, to be out there and just being with those guys out there. Now, it felt good out there.
Could you tell that you distracted him when you were being down there?
I didn't know. You know, I put my hand out. You know, I see him didn't fair catch. I put my hand out and just tried to hit the ball, you know, and I thought I ran past him, but I looked back, you know, the ball was on the ground, and I think Marcus Sherrills did a good job, you know, getting on it.
What have you learned the last year plus? Because you've been on the bench, you've been a feature guy, you've been everything.
Yeah, I don't look at what happened, you know, back then. You know, God gave you eyes in front of your head to see where you're going, not where you've been. So, you know, I'm just worrying about, just focusing on this week. You know, we got Texas next week, and that's our main goal, you know, just coming out, you know, 5-0.
Are there a lot of guys would have pouted, or maybe not embraced being a gunner? What made you embrace that role?
I don't think nobody should pout, you know, when your number's called, you know, just go make a play. Like I say, you know, I love being a gunner, you know. Anything I can do to help this team win, I'm going to go out there and contribute at my best.
Whether it's lining up out there. Do you play better when you're kind of involved in all different aspects?
I'm a football player. I don't matter where you put me. I want to make a play for my team, man. That's what I'm gonna do each and every week. Every time my number call, I'm gonna go out there and, you know, give it 100% and do what I can, and, you know, let God take care of the rest.
I think like 9 different guys received a pass today from Sam. What is it about him and his comfort level with you guys now?
Well, Sam got here, you know, in 9 days he was our starting quarterback, and you know, he's so comfortable with us, you know, and all the time we spend with him, you know, even as after practice, you know, he's just trying to get extra reps. And, you know, every guy on this team, you know, they have a special part of this team. So when you out there and your numbers call, just make sure you do his best. And, you know, we got great receivers out here. And, you know, wherever he throw the ball, you know, our receivers make sure we try to come down with the ball.
He threw two important things right after the turnover. He got it, he threw it to the end zone, got the PI, threw it to you on third down. I mean, what kind of trust does that give you when they're going to you in big spots like that?
Oh, it's a lot of trust. You know, if the quarterback going to keep coming to you, you know, that feel like you just got to make a play. You know, I feel like they starting to trust me more and more each and every week, and I just got to keep doing what I do, you know, to make sure they trust me.